Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Slash and Dash!
Oh yeah, Slash and Dash. I was like, the Slurter Podcast. The Slurter Podcast will be Slash and Dashing!
So, this is the you voted for, and I didn't know what you're going to vote for this
time. Oh, I saw this one. I actually looked at this one.
You only saw it on Instagram, don't lie.
Yes.
So, this tea cake definitely ain't vegan, which is the story of Leonardo... Yeah, how do you say that? Cianculli?
I don't know. Cianculli.
It's Italian.
Cianculli.
Cianculli.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Cianculli. I don't know.
Born 1894 in Montella in Italy. And I was telling my colleague about this one today because it is so messed up. It's an interesting one. So she was born in 1894 in a small town, and as a child she attempted suicide twice, but like, we're not always good at everything, are we? And then sorry,
I love that blase. You know, as a child
she tried,
she attempted suicide. Growth mindset, she'll try do it next time.
1914 she married a clerk called Raphael Pansardi, and he worked in a registry office. So I was a bit like, did she just turn him and be like, you'll do, let's go.
Or I want to marry someone, I'm here already.
Yeah.
Do you think he just filled out his own paperwork, basically?
Well, I was thinking he could just do a shift in the morning. Couldn't he get married over lunch and pop back to work?
Do you even, like, I wouldn't, like, where are the laws written down, question one?
What do you mean?
Like, laws. Like, what, where are they?
Which laws?
Like, if I want the Ten Commandments, they're on the stones. Where...
Can you go visit the stones?
Where are the laws written down?
In the Houses of Parliament. Probably.
Because what I want to know is there, what's the laws on marriage like?
Cause it's probably a website,
like,
though.
Do you need the ceremony? Or is it? Or could you literally just sit down?
You need two witnesses.
But can you literally just sit down and sign it? Do you have to do any of the vows or anything? Can you just sit at a kitchen table with your people and like, let's just sign this document?
Well, I was thinking that because you can't, I think you have to say yes to it, but the law is like, if you were deaf or if you were mute, I don't know.
I'm just wondering, like, could he have literally been like, well, pop in at lunchtime and we'll just sign it?
Yeah. As long as you have two witnesses and you say, do you, done.
But that's what I mean. Is there a law? Like, where's this stone tablet that says, when you get married, you have to verbally agree?
I don't know.
Tell me where the laws are.
But you do have to register your interest to get married.
So you couldn't just do it today then?
No. Oh. You have to sign up 2 weeks in advance. Mm. So 1930, Leonardo and Raphael moved to Larino, which is another place in Italy, but their home was destroyed by an earthquake. Now, she believed, because her parents didn't like... Raphael, that she'd cursed, her mother had cursed her and her family. So this earthquake she saw as evidence of this and the curse that was on her family, and loads more stuff happens, and she's very, very religious and spiritual. So they moved again, and Leonardo opened up a little shop in a small town, but again the curse struck. So she got pregnant 17 times. I know, right? But lost.
I know, right?
But lost 13 of them, either to miscarriages or to death while they were still young. So she only ended up with 4 surviving children.
That is a trauma, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
To have been pregnant 17 times. And what? To have gone through that many miscarriages or to have gone through that many infant deaths?
I mean, like, I'd have given up. I'd be like, don't come near me.
Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. Like, you would definitely never want them to come near you. That's a ridiculous amount of trauma. So
obviously, she was like, that's the curse. And who can blame her, really? Because it's just really bad luck, isn't it? So in 1939, her children had grown, and her eldest child was due to join the army. Because 1939, gearing up for World War.
The Italians loved a bit of that, didn't they?
Yeah. So he's getting ready to fight for Italy in the World War II. Because he was the best one, she decided that she was going to devise a plan to keep him and break the curse, keep him safe, make him survive. So she believed if she set about making human sacrifices, that she would lift the curse and he would stay, or he would stay alive. So she set about with this, and she's pretty clever. She's quite good at murder.
Oh, okay.
To be honest. So she first killed Faustina Setti, which was a single woman. She was a little bit older. She's described as a spinster.
I was going to say, do you think she picked people? Once she decided that to break the curse, she had to commit murder, do you think then came the fun part when she was like, right, now I can pick off the bitches that I really don't like?
Maybe.
Or do you think it had to be a good sacrifice? Like, it has to be someone who's worthy? Or do you think it's like, well, if I'm going to murder someone, it might as well be that hoe that backed into my car last week, something like that?
Yeah, I think she probably... But also, I think she was a bit of an opportunist, because Faustina was like, can you help me find a husband? And that was a really good excuse. And I think she was a bit, like, we've talked about, like, cunning women went to, because she's spiritual, she had a little shop, people would pop in. So I think she was sort of a spiritualist.
So she might have been selling, like, remedies and sort of little spell things.
Mm-hmm. So Cianculli told her that she needed to go to Pola, which is a town in Spain, to meet the man of her dreams. But before she went, she needed to write postcards and letters to her family to send when she got there, saying, oh, I'm having a great time, everything's fine, because she's going to be so focused on his mum. So
that's clever.
Yes. So then she said, on the day you're due to go, come and visit me. Come over for a cuppa. We'll have a little chat. I'll sort of give you some last minute advice. And then you can go off to meet the man of your dreams. Then she drugged her. Obviously got the letters, all the postcards, and then killed her with an axe, chopped up the body and hid it. And to get rid of it, she put the body in a pot with caustic soda, which she used to make soap normally, and then poured it into the septic tank. Now,
she's quite good. I agree.
Yeah. So then she's got all these letters she can send. She'd be like, yeah, she went to Polo.
Yeah. Because obviously, and as well, if that's your client who's interested in some sort of like love match, like mystic sort of thing, then you could easily convince them, like, oh, in order to make it happen, you have to write these letters to, like, sort of like, what's that thing? It's not The Secret, is it? Like, you know, like, if you pretend it's happening, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
That Noel Edmonds stuff.
You know, like, positive mindset.
Yeah.
But so then, I don't know why she did this.
And now
but
she can wait for ages.
As part of the sacrifice.
Knowing she's missing.
But basically, she was like, right, now I need to make people.
I'm going to say, how do you sacrifice the septic tank? So it's not like, so she didn't go through a ceremony. She literally just was like, I will just murder people. Unless she has like little candles around the septic tank.
But no, but she kept the blood.
Oh, it's just the blood.
Yeah. But like, this is the weird thing. So she like dried out the blood. So it's sort of powdery. So it evaporated, and then ground up what was left of it, and then made tea cakes, which she served to visitors, which had the blood in them.
She could have made a really good, like, blusher out of that.
Yeah. So that's why it's called this tea cake, definitely ate vegan. But she also ate some herself.
How would that make a tea cake? That just tastes like black pudding.
Yeah.
You can really taste blood in your food.
Yeah, I can't imagine that they were that great. But also,
it's one of those weird things when it's like, why do I know what blood tastes like? But you do.
You do, don't you? A little bit, like. But also, also, she ate a bit herself. Like, she knows the. I guess when you've cooked something,
you're going to try
there,
it.
You're
yeah.
just like, oh, I guess, like, it's really hard to make something for work colleagues and not eat some yourself.
Yeah, you'd want to try it.
Yeah.
Like, I always have this conversation with Tom, like, if I got pregnant, we're both tasting the milk. Guaranteed. Like, I'm not going to produce a drink out of my breasts and not try it.
Of course.
Like, in the night,
But I haven't really eaten much Luke's spunk, to be fair.
That's not... It's a bit different to milsh.
I just don't like the taste.
You could have it in your tea. You could finally have tea with milk in again.
Oh, yeah. And breast milk's really sweet, though.
Like almond milk, it'd be good.
Maybe.
Do you think anyone's ever made breast milk cheese?
Yeah, 100%. I think I've seen it.
What?
Like on the internet. I'm sure I've Googled that.
Continue.
On a dark night. So, second was Francesca Suavi, who she did exactly the same trick with the postcards and dragging. She told her that she was going to go somewhere else, but other than that, everything the same. Obviously, if it works once, why yep. not?
If it ain't broke.
And then... so then she was obviously sending the letters and the postcards to people saying what a fabulous time they're having, which is weird because there's a modern day version of that where there's a guy who kills his girlfriend and says that she goes traveling and he's got her phone and he texts, and they got some detectives to look at the linguistic footprint to see if it was similar to the text that she sent before she went missing, because I did it in English as part of like a set of work because they had to look at the text for the linguistic footprint. But it ended up being really boring and just looking at text messages that were really badly written for ages.
It's kind of like with the Unabomber when...
Bloody hell, Emma.
It is like the Unabomber.
Always the Unabomber with you.
It is like the Unabomber where they like had to, on the TV show anyway, where they had to go through his letters to try and figure out what kind of person he was by what sort of words he was using and trying to figure out his speech pattern and stuff.
If you would like, it's kind of like the Unibomber on a t-shirt, write to slaughterthepodcast@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm not saying he was a good person, blah, blah, blah. But if we lived in a society where we were allowed to worship, not worship, like, he's just my favourite one.
Okay. Third victim was Virgilia Cacioppo, who she did exactly the same trick, telling her to travel, writing the postcards, drugging her, again using the axe. This time she boiled the body and she made some soap out of the fat. And she said, oh, she was really impressed with actually how effective it was.
She must still be having to bury the bones and stuff.
Doesn't talk about it in the sources that I looked at.
I guess if you're willing to put in the work, though, you could remove it. Like, if you were really wanting, if you had time on your hands, you could crush up, like the giant, grind your bones to make bread. You could like pestle and mortar the shit out of that skeleton. It would take a super long time.
Plus, this is like 1940s Italy. It was. It's probably easier to.
Yeah, she's in a little town where she's a mystic woman.
So she said that this time the cakes were a lot much tastier with Virgilia's blood in them as well, and that she was a very sweet woman, which is grim. So Virgilia's sister was not daft and she was very suspicious, and she had seen Virgilia visiting Cianculli's house. So she told the police, I think they've got something to do with it. And they went to investigate, and basically I think they were suggesting that they might blame her oldest son who was still living there ready to go to war. And as soon as she thought of that, she completely confessed. So she definitely did do it in order to save the son. So she gave full details of the crimes, and gave all the reasons why she'd done it. So she was found guilty. They didn't have the death penalty in Italy, so she was given 30 years in prison. And then I guess because that might be when she was due to be released, she was moved into an asylum at that point.
Yeah.
So she had 3 years in an asylum, and then she died in the asylum in 1970. But you can go, I think it's interesting, you can go and see the pot that she boiled the actual bodies in at the Criminological Museum in Rome. And it like, sometimes, you know, when you're doing this, it sort of seems like a story, and then you think, shit, you could actually see the actual pot. That's so weird. So if you do go, can you take a photo of it and put it on the Facebook group for us to see, please, even though it's gross.
Gross.
So that is the story of that tea cake. Sure ain't vegan.
Dash.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.